You're listening to Australia's national youth radio station, Triple J. For more info, go to triplej.net.au.
Eddie Maguire's got enough to worry about in his new job as head honcho at Channel 9, but here is something else to freak him out. Australians are the biggest TV downloaders in the world. Many of you just can't be bothered to wait for your favourite TV show to turn up on local TV, so you download the entire series via BitTorrent online. Now, commercial TV networks are getting pretty worried about this, so too the advertisers. How the hell are they going to make any money out of the latest TV series if viewers have already seen it? Media theorist Mark Pesky says that unless commercial TV networks get with the program, so to speak, they're going to be in trouble.
Well, they're in trouble because there are so many different ways of getting your media now, and none of them are intrinsically centralized. We came from an era where there was a TV station and a TV transmitter and a TV band that you paid a lot of money to the federal government for. Well, now you can get your stuff off the internet, or you can get your stuff off of an iPod, or someone can hand you a DVD. There are so many different ways for people to get their media now that you can't monolithically control the content anymore.
Okay, tell us what BitTorrent is and why it's such a threat to the commercial TV networks.
Well, BitTorrent is a way, it's a piece of software. And it's a way of distributing a file really, really efficiently. Like normally, if you're, say, downloading a file off the Triple J website, say a podcast, Triple J has to have a lot of bandwidth to deal with everyone who wants a podcast because they're all going to be using so much bandwidth to put it down on their iPod. What BitTorrent says is that, okay, we're going to have one copy up on Triple J, and as it hands that copy out, say, to me or to you, we're then going to be able to share the copies that we have with the other people that want it, so that as more people want copies, it gets successively easier for each person to get a copy because they can go to many different sources for it. So this is now, as far as has been developed, it's the most effective way of getting content out to an audience.
What kind of content is now getting out there because of BitTorrent?
Almost anything. You have every single Hollywood movie that's in release right now. So I say all of the Oscar films that are out there, all of the big blockbusters. Almost everything that's broadcast on television in the UK, in Australia, or in America is available on BitTorrent. And then there's lots and lots and lots of amateur stuff.
Okay, but big media has a hell of a lot of money. And we've seen with the record industry, they're willing to take file sharers to court. They're willing to take students and all kinds of people with no money to court and bust their ass in through the law. Is this likely to happen with the downloaders of the TV and film variety?
It probably will. It hasn't proven very effective in terms of music downloading. More people are downloading music than ever before. More people are certainly downloading video. The current statistics indicate, 34% of all traffic on the internet right now is BitTorrent traffic, and Australians, bit for bit, download more television than any other people in the world, in part because we're at the end of a very long chain of distribution so that we see television shows, a year or two later.
It's also a marketing tool, isn't it? Tell us about the Doctor Who case in the UK where it was released. Who knows if it was done by the BBC or not, but it was released and it generated real interest, didn't it?
Right. In March of last year, just I think 2 weeks before the next series of Doctor Who premiered in the UK, the episode, almost completed, it was in post, leaked out through the CBC, which was also going to be airing it. So someone in Canada actually got fired for having done this. And it turns out it went on to BitTorrent and it became enormously popular. It got posted to several websites that it was out there. So tens or hundreds of thousands of people downloaded it and said, oh, this is pretty good. And they spread the word. And then what happens is when the episode airs at the end of March, it scores the highest ratings ever for a Doctor Who episode. It got 30% of the entire British audience was watching this episode of Doctor Who.
So if we see a world in the future where films and TV programs are downloaded directly off the net, does that mean that they'll have to have product placement in them? Because if there's no ads in there, they're going to have to find a way of generating that advertising revenue, aren't they?
Yeah. If you're going for a professionally produced product, you're going to have to find some way of paying the bills. You're absolutely right. Part of what is an interesting question here is not just can I put a bug in the corner, say like Nine does with a Bundaberg ROM logo when there's a footy game on or something like that. But what we're going to start to see is because it's so easy now for amateurs to distribute their own content, that's actually going to start to affect the audience as well. And if I have now not just 3 choices or 5 choices or even 50 choices for what's on the telly, but now a million or 10 million choices for what's on the telly, why would I intrinsically gravitate to something that has really nice production values? when I might actually find something that was made by an amateur, but speaking to me as an individual in this audience. To me, that's the far greater threat for the commercial networks or even for the public broadcasters. It's the fact that this army of amateurs is actually going to outpace them.
Yeah, and that is really exciting, isn't it? Because radio has community radio, which people like to dip into. But with TV, I don't know, there's still community TV networks, but you don't seem to have as much choice.
Right. And radio is confronting the same thing with podcasting now. We haven't really started to see the, you can't call it a war, but the battle between radio stations and the fact that you can go onto iTunes now and find, I don't know, what, 6,000-7,000 different podcasts and listen to those. And every minute you're listening to one of those, you're not listening to the radio. So this attention is getting divided and divided and divided.
So do you think Eddie McGuire, former quizmaster, now, you know, head man at Channel 9, actually knows what BitTorrent is? If you asked him the question, you said lock it in, do you reckon he'd know?
No, I think not. But I think he understands that they need to move to event, to live, to all this kind of stuff. The television started as a live medium and it's going to finish as a live medium.
Mark, thanks a lot for coming in the survey.
Thank you.
Media theorist Mark Pesky talking about the future of TV.
Triple J.